Bill Franklin asks, in this week's Parsha Lech Lecha, some questions came up for me that are really bothering me. I don't want to sound like an apikoros for asking them, but I need clarification. Avraham Avinu is known as Ish Chesed, the paradigm of caring and charity. We are to learn about the Chesed of Hashem through the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. So it seems strange to me that upon his descent to Mitzrayim, he would put Sarah in such a terrible position, and ultimately causing her to be in a position to become violated by the Gentiles, even though it didn't happen in the end. Was Avraham allowed to rely on the miracle that Sarah would be safe? And how are we to understand his statement that it may go well with me? It seems to be pointing to greed, not Chesed. Please, Rabbi, clarify this for me. Thank you very much. Well, the Sfarno and other Rishonim have already clarified this. You don't need me, but I will be the conduit to let you know what they say. Even more difficult, Rashi says that it may go well with me means they'll give me presents. Now, Avraham Avinu was the person who hated taking presents. And here he's interested in getting presents and not caring about what's going to happen to his wife. The Sfarno explains the following. Now, Avraham Avinu knew that these people would not do something that they could do in a permitted way, in a prohibited way, if they could get their same desires in a permitted way. And therefore, he knew that if they thought that Sarah was his wife, then there is no way that they could have her without either killing him or taking her in a prohibited manner. And they probably would opt to kill him, which was a one-time thing, than to take Sarah as a married woman and live with her over and over again in a prohibited way. So Avraham was most concerned that if it was known that she was his wife, they would kill him and then take her. So Avraham Avinu came up with the following plan. He decided that Sarah would masquerade as his sister, an unmarried woman, and then they wouldn't take her because there was a permitted way to have her, to marry her. And the custom then was to make the marriage arrangement with the father, if there was no father, then with the brother. And Avraham Avinu would interview potential suitors for Sarah, and people would vie for his permission or his okay on their being the suitor that was accepted, and they would give presents, and Avraham Avinu would stall, and by the time he stalled, the famine would be over and they would go back to Eretz Yisrael safely. So this whole thing was a ruse to be able to save both himself and Sarah, that the people would not take her in a prohibited way if they thought there was a permissible way to do it, and that was by having him getting presents by potential suitors that would be vying for Sarah's hand. And all of this was a ruse. And it seems from the Torah that the only two times that this ruse didn't work was the times that the Torah reports with Paro and Avimelech, because Avraham Avinu later on says, wherever I went, we always said she's my sister, and it always worked. And the two times that it didn't work by Avimelech and Paro, that's the two times that the Torah describes and reports. So in fact, Avraham Avinu was not concerned about himself. He was concerned in finding a way to save both himself and Sarah, and this is the way that he did it.